the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure.
Sacrificial work on the cross.
I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ. His death and resurrection.
that one more time.
So I throw up my hands and I praise you again and again. Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, we lift up our praises to you today because of how beautiful and wonderful you are. Lord, we acknowledge that there's nothing that we can do to earn your favor, to earn salvation, Lord, but it is only by your grace, and there is nothing we can give you that you don't already have other than our hearts praising you, Lord. That is all that we have to give you, and so we offer ourselves over to you as living sacrifices this morning. We invite you to come have your way. To change us, Lord, draw us nearer to you, unify us, and help us to dwell deeper in your presence. So, Lord, speak to us through your word. Open our eyes and our ears. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before you are seated, just in honor of God's word, if you have a copy of Scripture, open your Bible to Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 18. And as you turn there, and we would read God's word aloud, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed at this time for Children's Church. And thank you to the worship team and the youth who participated this morning as well in leading us in worship. Matthew chapter 9, beginning in verse 18 through 34. Matthew records, "While he was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before him and said, 'My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her and she will live.' Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, 'If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.' Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said, 'your faith has healed you.' And the woman was healed from that moment. When Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, 'Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep.' But they laughed at him. And after the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. And news of this spread through all the region. As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, 'Have mercy on us, Son of David.' And when he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him, and he asked them, 'Do you believe that I am able to do this?' 'Yes, Lord,' they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, 'According to your faith, it will be done to you.' And their sight was restored. And Jesus warned them sternly, 'See to it that no one knows about this.' But they went out and spread the news about him all over that region. While they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, 'Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel.' But the Pharisee said, 'It is by the prince of demons that he drives out demons.'" May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. Thank you for standing. You may be seated.